WHDD presents Susan Says.
Okay, now for the biggest travel nightmare I've ever had. Listen up. Do not, as in do not use, trust, patronize Expedia. Got it? I thought I was kind of smart with English and that expedient meant fast. Nope. It means, according to the dictionary, an action convenient and practical, although possibly improper or immoral. Either side can break the agreement as if it were expedient to do so. So now they tell me? Okay, listen and learn. I don't know why, but I got into the habit of using Expedia. So I booked my Christmas New Year's trip to Charleston for the Great Renaissance Conference. I go every year with Expedia. No, we don't do jousting or wear costumes. It's an invited conference where famous and accomplished people and me, like astronauts and showbiz types and me, mingle a few times a year. And on Christmas, we do a comedy show, which I'm involved in. So anyway, that's the reason I'm probably invited, but I was going to go. Anyway, having missed the last two because of COVID, I decided being boosted and vaxxed, I should go and get out of the house, right? So I was to fly December 27th for a five-day trip, but then I got sick. Not COVID, thank God, but a sinus thingy and maybe God's way of saying, don't go. So I canceled. Well, I tried to cancel. I canceled the hotel in time. I got a refund. I applied the conference fee to the next one on President's Day, and then I tried Expedia with the airline. Yeah, it wasn't possible. What? I had insurance for cancellation. Oh, well, then you get a credit to apply. No. I don't want a credit. I want a refund. That's what it says. So 4 hours later, on the internet and phone and on hold and being disconnected and talking to annoying people who want to know, is it okay if I call you Susan? No, call me Your Highness, you dolt. Nothing. Finally, after 2 days, I gave up as I was making myself sicker. So then I thought, aha, wait a minute. I'll use the airfare and book it for the next time. Yeah. Ha, ha, ha. You think that was possible? No. Why not? On Expedia, the first flight was American, and they don't fly to where I'm going. But JetBlue does, and JetBlue says it's aligned with American. Oh, well, still no. And may I call you Susan? No, you may not. 4 more hours? Oh, never mind. I booked a new ticket. I have a credit I'll probably never use, and I hate Expedia. I told them I was going to do this and really give it to them, and they probably will sue me, but hey, I don't care. Never believe a word those jerks say, though according to the dictionary, they were doing their thing and it warned us all along. Who knew? Bye for now.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.